Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
I received an article from two liberal California relatives, the article written by Dawn McManus, a Washington columnist for the Los Angeles Times who now lives in northern Ontario, suggests that we here in the United States own too many guns. So I want to summarize some of these points for you. McManus wrote that like every other developed country, Canada has stricter gun regulations and fewer guns per person than we do here in the United States. He added the United States is the world's undisputed champion in firearm ownership with more guns than people. In my response, I wrote, notwithstanding the fact that Canada is a much smaller country than the United States with fewer people and a much different history, it is true we have various philosophical differences with our northern neighbor. Our revolution to emancipate ourselves from British domination required many people with many guns and other means of defense. The Bill of Rights in our Constitution recognized the need for people to secure arms for not only hunting and self-defense in the home, but to act as a means of fending off any type of tyrannical efforts to enslave our country. The U.S. Supreme Court has reaffirmed that the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, does not only apply to those directly involved in a militia, but as individuals apart from a militia. Now, first of all, I know that you're thinking that how could we as individuals hold off a federal government with our silly weapons when the government has more powerful weapons? That is very true. But what it does mean is that patriots throughout our land would be willing to stand up to the tyranny and succumb trying to defend liberty rather than walk like sheep into extermination centers. Patriots in this country admire and honor the men and women who occupied the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II, who gave their lives fighting fascism rather than give into it. So while we may die defending our lives and our families, none of us will ever surrender our AKs, shotguns, semi-automatics, or any other weapon we choose to own. Please read, not that we need to own, but that we choose to own. McManus challenges President Trump on the notion that we have so many mass shootings because of mental illness, video games, and the internet. He says Canada has mental illness, the internet, and violent games too. The same video games in the same language, and its rate of gun violence is far lower. It's true that mental illness, the internet, and violent video games exist around the planet. But while we know that not all mentally ill people are violent, the FBI stated that nearly 70% of those who participated in mass shootings displayed some form of mental disorder. It should be noted that when our fathers came home from World War II, they were allowed to bring their 45 handguns home with them. Most men did bring them home, and proportionally there were more homes with guns post-World War II, that's late 40s, 50s, and early 60s, than there are homes with guns today. So what about the argument that the U.S. owns more guns per capita than Canada, and that might be one reason the United States has about 7 times as many gun homicides on a per capita basis as Canada? On tomorrow's Alan Stock commentary, I'll look at that claim and McManus' suggestion that the search for causes of mass shootings isn't so hard. Bit by bit, we've got to strip away the misconceptions that guns are the main problem in society. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.